USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate rejected repeated Democratic attempts to secure new evidence in President Trump's impeachment trial and, along party lines, voted down amendments to subpoena members of the Trump administration to testify. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there could be a price to pay.
They will be haunted by history and perhaps by the voters because they're on record against witnesses and documents. I think what they will see by the end of this trial is the peril of continuing on that track. And maybe we will see them change their minds, but I will be very blunt. I'll believe it when I see it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell backed off a plan to fast-track opening statements after coming under pressure from fellow Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is in Switzerland attending the World Economic Forum, at one point tweeting, "Read the transcripts," also calling the impeachment a witch hunt again. He's now focusing on trade, and he's not ruling out tariffs on auto imports from Europe.
If we're unable to make a deal, we will have to do something, because we've been treated very badly as a country for many, many years on trade.
Meantime, the Commerce Department says it will not turn over to Congress a report on national security risks that may be posed by imported autos and parts, arguing it could interfere with ongoing negotiations. Honda is announcing it's recalling more than 2 million vehicles in the U.S. tied to a new Takata defect, this years after recalls over Takata airbag inflators. The new coronavirus that has sickened hundreds in Asia is now in the U.S. A case was confirmed in Washington State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The lawyer for a now-dead NFL star is taking issue with a Netflix documentary. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for Aaron Hernandez speaking out over his displeasure with the Netflix documentary Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Jose Valdez telling TMZ that his client's 2017 suicide had nothing to do with his sexuality, as the documentary suggests. Valdez making it clear that CTE had a major role in pushing the ex-NFL star towards suicide, and he says Hernandez suffered from that brain disease since childhood, and playing football only made it worse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
SpaceX blew up a rocket in Florida on Sunday in a final test of its Crew Dragon space capsule, proving that it can carry astronauts to safety in a launch emergency. The successful test means SpaceX is now poised to launch the first astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk said the first launch with astronauts is likely to happen in the second quarter of 2020, no earlier than April. The capsule would carry veteran NASA flyers Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.